Okay, we're back, back up and running. Old business, Lawrence, please. Thank you.
I see you, girls.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Use that word loosely.
Get your tennies on, honey. We'll see who can walk the fastest.
Have an item of old business, or several items of old business this afternoon. First one being subdivision number 2006-10, the application of Lacrosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 213.64 acres into 320 lots using the cluster development concept. Located north of Road 70, also known as Gordy Road, 1,500 feet west of Road 72, also known as Wooten Road, and on both sides of Road 462, Trussell Pond Road. On October 23rd of 2007, the council held a public hearing on an appeal on this application. The council had before them a copy of the commission's report and recommendation that this application be denied with reasons. John Pardee, an attorney with the law firm of Prickett, Jones, and Elliott, was present on behalf of the applicants and was had Zach Crouch of Davis Bowen and Friedel, Bruce Patrick of Highwater Utilities, and John Dixon, principal of Lacrosse Homes of Delaware, present. And they all gave testimony before the council, and action was deferred on October 23rd based on that appeal. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Questions, gentlemen? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we reaffirm the planning and zoning decision.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we affirm with the decision of planning and zoning. Mr. Cole?
I believe we have a list of standards that the county has developed, and I think the Planning and Zoning Commission covered them quite well and used that as their basis for a denial. So my vote is no.
Okay.
Yes, to reaffirm. That's what I meant to say.
That'd be a yes vote. Is that correct, Jim?
It's a yes.
In affirming. Okay, just make sure we're legal here.
If the motion is to affirm.
Yeah.
To affirm.
Okay. Mr. Phillips.
No.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the record and recommendation, Planning and Zoning Commission vote yes.
And my vote is no. Motion denied. Okay.
So it was reaffirmed.
Yeah, it was reaffirmed.
Thank you.
Yes, by being denied by a 2-2 vote. No majority.
Brilliant.
Okay.
So it was affirmed.
It was affirmed.
It was, yeah, if you want to call it that, yeah.
If some of this council doesn't like our 17 reasons, then I'd like to have them make a suggestion that what we should do to change that. If we're not going to be, if some of the council's not supporting some of those issues.
All right. We'll do some research on that.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure you will. Two is a tie.
Yes,
tie. Tie doesn't mean.
Tie means it doesn't mean it means that they don't have a majority.
You have to have three. You have
three to win. Period. Two's a nobody.
Okay.
You have to probably get with Jim and make sure we. Yeah. How's that?
Put this on the agenda for 2 weeks from now.
All right, keep moving.
We'll take that in the executive session. Okay, Lawrence. Next, please. All right, when you. I got to say, Hal take the storm water, I guess, huh? Yes. Thank goodness, huh? Come on up, Hal.
I'm back again.
We didn't feed you lunch for nothing, huh?
This, Mr. President, you want to know something? You want to talk about the original ordinance that was introduced?
I assume that's what it's on, Dave. Is that also correct?
This was the original.
If we don't need a whole lot of discussion, I'll just make a motion.
Say it.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance to adopt Chapter 89, Source Water Protection.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Scott. Good. Now you learn. Go ahead.
I could.
Motion. Any questions? Okay, it's moved and seconded that we approve The source of water protection ordinance, number one, version, I guess it would be called. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no to approve this ordinance because we are in the process of introducing an amended version that is been refined and made better and will be more in compliance with DNREC's needs and recommendations from the committee, who had also recommended the other thing. So I will vote no on this.
All right.
To adopt, because we have to make these. I made the motion in the affirmative, because which is our tradition here.
That's correct. Is that correct, Mr. Griffin? Is right? Yeah. Everything going smooth so far?
So a no vote means you don't want.
No vote is no.
I guess.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
I don't agree with NREC's recommendations, but I will heed the recommendation of the committee by a simple majority to vote no on this one in lieu of the new one that's going to be considered in the future.
Mr. Dukes?
I'm going to vote no. I will. The other ones were introduced this morning, so we need to get one of them out of the way. My vote's no.
Mr. Rogers?
My vote's no, same as the other councilman, for same reasons.
My vote's no also. Thanks, Hal.
I had the language right.
Okay, so I guess, Lawrence, you're back in for signs, right?
Up, down.
Come on, Lawrence.
Who's up? Who's on first? This is kind of like Abbott and Costello. You're a tall, skinny one, and he's a...
Who's Shane Abbott? We had Shane Abbott here.
Sorry, Hal, I didn't mean anything. Okay. I was talking about the guy behind you. No, I was talking about the guy behind you.
I don't know. Tom, is this one going to be easy?
He's awake.
Good thing.
I just want to see if he was awake.
Beat this one.
The guy behind you. Always. He can't write fast. He can't write fast enough.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence.
Gentlemen, on September 18th of 2007, the council held a public hearing on an ordinance to amend section 115-160 of the Code of Sussex County with respect to illegal signs. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 23rd of 2007. During the commission's public hearing, the ordinance was introduced and discussed. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the ordinance amendment. At the conclusion of public hearing, the commission, there was a motion and second and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as circulated, and that motion carried 5-0. On the September 18th of 2007 meeting of council, there was more participation. Bud Rickard was present on behalf of the office. Mr. Griffin explained the process proposed at that time. Mr. Duke stated he is not in favor of the proposed ordinance, as he does not feel that the county should be allowed to trespass on private property to remove signs. Public comments were heard. Dan Kramer stated that no one should come on private property to either place or remove signs. Rick Collins gave testimony. Ruth Briggs King, the Executive Vice President of the Association of Realtors for Sussex County, expressed concerns. Bit Dryden made a statement about discrimination, that all signs of violation should be removed. And then Mr. Griffin read a letter from Preston Dyer regarding the council's ordinance banning signs, and he requested that the council consider allowing the signs to remain through weekend and remove them on Monday morning, which would allow buyer traffic to utilize the advertisement opportunity. There were no other public comments. Hearing was closed. There was consensus of the council to take the proposed ordinance under further consideration. There was a motion to defer. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Now, the 180 days was added to this one, right?
Yes. On December, we held a later council meeting. There was discussion about the ordinance after the public hearing.
Right.
And based on that, we asked Mr. Griffin to make a few changes. And basically, it concerns the enforcement provisions. First, he also corrected technical problems with the ordinance regarding the underlining and whatnot. But as far as the ordinance that we just handed out reflects changes that would phase in the implementation, so that 30 days we would notify violators. There would be no fines. We would just notify the violators. The next 150 days, the signs would be removed and they could be retrieved for a $15 fee. There would be no fines. And then after that, so after that would be 180 days. And after 180 days, there would simply be a $25 per sign fine. And after 180 days. So it basically phased in the implementation of the of the proposed ordinance.
Okay, David, on the back of this little handout we just got, do we haven't read the original where it's there's a recommendation that we read into the record. Do we have to?
Do you want me to just go over what the implementation period is?
Maybe that would be easier as opposed to reading it all. Just
okay.
Do that.
Well,
that would suffice.
The original that was proposed basically allowed the county to collect a $25 fee for removing the sign. It required the county to retain that sign to allow it to be retrieved. But it basically took effect immediately the way it was worded. This would delay the implementation period and phase it in over 180 days. On page 2, under A, it says, during the first 30 days following enactment, violators and persons whose businesses are being advertised by the illegal signs will, to the extent the county is able to determine their current mailing addresses, receive a letter from the county enclosing a copy of the ordinance, advising them of the penalties for placing or authorizing the placement of illegal signs within areas where the county is zoning jurisdiction. Public at large will be notified of the enactment of the ordinance by placement on the county website, by press release explaining the adoption of the ordinance and encouraging voluntary compliance with the terms and conditions. B, during the 150 days that follows the 30-day period, illegal signs will be removed and retained for retrieval by violators and persons whose businesses are being advertised by such signs, but no removal fee will be levied. During the 150 day period, signs may be retrieved from the county constable's office by the payment of a retrieval fee of $15 payable to Sussex County. C, beginning 180 days following enactment, the county will be free to dispose of all removed signs and shall not be held liable for doing so. The county will then begin to collect a removal fee of $25 per sign from the owner of the illegal sign or from the owner of the property if the owner gave permission for the placement of the illegal sign or from the owner of the entity whose business or development is being promoted or advertised by the illegally placed sign. That's pretty much the difference.
Oh, that's Jim. Okay. Mr. Griffin, could
you're giving them 180 days
grace period
to come and get their sign if they want it?
6 months.
And after that 180 days, then it's enforced.
Mr. Griffin, to save having to count 30 days from the date of enactment, and then would it be easier and could we say that they would be notified in writing up until March the 31st, and then after August the 31st, they would be fined $25 to have a date instead of the 30 and then plus 150?
Well, we didn't know whether you were going to make this effective today or whether you're going to phase it in.
This is the way that you suggested last time they included this, isn't it?
I think it's exactly how you worded it.
So they don't have to.
We can't change it.
We're the one who suggested the 150 days.
Right.
It would only be like 30, what's the day, 26th?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be 33 days, something like that. No, I've got it here, but I just, you know, I just thought you had a date would be easier.
This does about the same. I mean, it doesn't, it's a minor thing.
34 days. Could make that 34 days.
If you're comfortable with it, let's just...
I don't have a problem with it.
Let's just do it then the way it's written. You don't want to get in changing this anymore.
No. I wouldn't think we could beat this one up. It's only two pages. It's only 2 pages long. We all better handle it.
Gary, you got it.
So I would like, if we could, to have two motions. Or one motion that's consolidated. But the motion would be to the effect that when you consider what was in the original ordinance, where quotation marks were used for inserted material to substitute the underlining for the quotation marks, and on any deleted material to substitute the brackets and adopt it in the form in which it was read into the record today, which includes a 180-day phased implementation period.
Can we simplify that by just saying substitute the quotation marks with underlining?
Any way you want to do it.
I mean, does that say it?
in the original ordinance, or in the ordinance that we're adopting, we are substituting the quotation marks with underlining.
Correct.
Okay, and so I'll make a motion that we adopt this ordinance with with the changing of the quotation marks to underlining in the current ordinance that we're looking at. And I move that we adopt the illegal sign ordinance in the form that was read into the record, which includes the 180-day phased implementation period.
That's all in here. Right?
Is that all we need to say?
It covers it.
Second.
Second, yeah.
Been moved to second that we approve the ordinance as amended in the statement. Mr. Cole.
Although, yes, it's been an issue I think a lot of people have been concerned about in this county, about these little signs. They've been moved from state right-of-ways to county jurisdictions, and they're back and forth, and it's been a real problem. And in the old ordinance that we had to write a letter to them in 30 days and all this other stuff. It was very cumbersome. It was not very enforceable. I believe this ordinance will now will actually reinforce the original intent that we had when we came up with this ordinance back in the mid-80s to deal with these types of signs, and I think we will now be able to address this issue. And so my vote would be yes to support the ordinance.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
I vote yes also.
Go get him, Tiger.
Make a motion when you go home.
We're not Pardon done me. Yet.
There are no ordinances to be introduced.
Okay. Additional business?
Oh, my God. Don't encourage it.
No, no. You already had your chance. I'll get it more.
My name is Dan Kramer. I just want to say one thing. I'll hand you something a little later. But I will tell you this right now.
Okay.
I am glad of one thing. The Ordinance Committee is no longer worth a diddly squat, never has been, because they had some good brains on there, but ain't a one of them, particularly them farmers, ain't got enough brains to get out of the wet weather. They'd have had a brain, they'd have been dangerous. Of course, they proved one thing. They were right. Sore. You guys weren't too smart.
You're a sore loser.
Not too losing at all, because I'm going to end up being winners. I'm going to bust them farmers. In fact, I'm going to get on his side, because he wants 10-acre lots to be sold. So therefore, I'm going to get on his side.
No, please, whatever you do, don't get on my side.
On top of that, he's got the opponent.
Don't get on top of
him. I'm going to get on his side and back his.
Get on top of him. Don't get on top of me.
Same or cold.
Just stay away from any of my issues.
Any other additional business?
Own issues. Make a motion, we go home.
Second.
Okay. Move to second. All favor, I guess.
Jesus.
Turkeys? I'm the only one he's not mad with.
Today.
It's today.
All of them.
Ben Rex showed you just how stupid you guys truly are. They screwed you so bad.
That's the difference.
Got oversight down there.
We have to return.
Let me read the procedure.
Right, I know, but I just didn't think.
Would you have a typing profile, or did you go home? You couldn't have typed that quick. Copy your typing, because I know that, so I can see it.
That makes it die.
No,
it does. It makes it die.
I got you. Well, I don't know. God knows.